In this week's parasha, Parashas Re'eh, we have the mitzvah of tzedakah. The psukim say as follows, Perek Tazvav, psukim Zayin through Ches. Ki yevecha evyon, when there will be amongst you a destitute person, may achar achecha, from one of your brothers, ba'achar sha'aracha, in one of your cities, ba'artzacha, in your land, asher Hashem Elokecha nosenach, that Hashem your God is giving to you, lo ta'amit es levavcha, you shall not harden your heart, below tikpots es yadcha, and you should not close your fist, below tikpots es yadcha, you should not close your hand, may achicha ha'evyon, from your brother, from the poor one. So Rashi says, may achar achacha, from one of your brothers, achicha me'avicha, kodem la'achicha me'imecha. You should know the halacha is, your brother from your father takes precedence with tzedakah over your brother from your mother. Why does it say ba'achad sha'aracha in one of your cities, which is obviously literally gates? Rashi says, we learn from here, ani ircha kod mim la'aniye ir acheres. Why does it say one of your brothers in one of your cities? Because the poor of your city take precedence when it comes to giving tzedakah to the poor over another city. Why does it say lo ta'amit, you should not harden your heart? Rashi says, Yesh lecha adam shemitzta'er, im yitein, im lo yitein. You have a person who is pained, he is tsar. Should I give tzedakah? Shouldn't I give tzedakah? Lakach nemar. Therefore the pasuk says, lo ta'amit, do not harden. In other words, you should give. You shouldn't have a question. Or Yetzer Hara should not convince you not to give tzedakah. Give him tzedakah. Yesh lecha adam sheposhet es yado. You have a person who stretches out his hand to give the kovtza, but then he closes it. Do not close your heart. So sometimes a person feels a battle, an internal battle. Should I give tzedakah? Shouldn't I give tzedakah? Should I open my hand? Should I close my hand? So the Torah really exhorts us to have zrizus when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Furthermore, why does it say me'achicha ha'avion, from your brother, the poor one? It already began with ki yebecha avion me'achar achecha. So why does the pasuk end by completing and repeating from your brother, a destitute one? So that Rashi says im lo titein, though, if you harden your heart, if you close your fist, if you do not give him sovcha, the end will be lios achiv she'avin. You will become poor. You'll become his pauper, his brother in pauperhood, if you will. Pasuk Ches. Ki pasoach tivtach es yadcho, you shall surely open your hand to him. V'ha'aveit ta'aviteinu, and you should grant him, you shall surely grant him day machshara, what is enough for his lack. Asher yachsolo, what he lacks. So you have a mitzvah here of tzedakah. We are told not to harden your heart, not to close your hand, rather to open your hand and surely give him enough for what he lacks. So I'm going to quote a beautiful insight of the Vilna Gaon as brought down by Rabbi Shalom Rosner in the Sefer Shalom Rav. I will just tell you that I first learned this insight from Rabbi Yaakov Trump. It was a verbal Dvar Torah given to me by Rabbi Yaakov Trump, who is the rabbi of the Young Israel Lawrence Cedarhurst. It was a verbal Mesorah, but now I found it brought down in the Sefer of Rabbi Shalom Rosner, Shalom Rav, Volume 2, and I will quote from the Sefer. Rabbi Rosner writes, in Parshas Re'eh, we encounter the mitzvah of tzedakah, charity. Tzedakah is counted by the Sefer HaChinuch as two distinct mitzvos. One is a positive, a mitzvah's ase, based on the pasuk, kifa soach tivtach es yadcha, you shall surely open your hand. The other is a mitzvah lo tase, based on the words, velo tikpots es yadcha, you shall not close your hand. So we have two flip sides of the same coin. The mitzvah lo tase, do not close your hand. The mitzvah ase, you shall surely open your hand. The Vilna Gaon asks why the Torah uses both of these formulations. If one is commanded to open his hand to his destitute brother, then surely he is being commanded not to close his hand. And we know that the Torah does not waste any words. Why do we need both of these prohibitions? What do we learn from each of these words? Why does Pasuk Zayin need to say, V'lo tikpots es yadcha me'achicha ha'avion, you shall not close your hand against your destitute brother? And then Pasuk Ches needs to say, Ki pasoach tivtach es yadcha, you shall surely open your hand to him. If my hand is open, it can't be closed. If my hand is closed, then it's not open. Why do I need both? Just tell me, open your hand to your destitute brother. Then clearly it's not closed. Furthermore, another kasha is the first Pasuk, Pasuk Zayin says, do not close your hand. The second pasuk says, open your hand. Why is it in that order? Should it not say, open your hand and do not close your hand? So going back to Rabbi Rosner, who is quoting the great Vilna Gaon, the Gra, if one is commanded to open his hand, then surely he should not close his hand. The prohibition of closing one's hand is therefore not necessary. Why do I need the mitzvah lo taseh, don't close your hand? If you gave me the mitzvah aseh, open your hand. In addition, writes Rabbi Rosner, the prohibition against closing one's hand appears before the imperative to open one's hand. Again, don't close your hand, pasuk zayin. Open your hand, pasuk ches. We would have expected, says Rabbi Rosner, the requirement to open one's hand to precede the restriction of closing one's hand. What is the answer to these questions, and what do they teach us about the importance and the different aspects of giving tzedakah? The Vilna Gaon suggests the Torah uses repetitive language and the description of opening and not closing one's hand to teach us an important principle with respect to fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah properly. And it would be helpful, look at your fist. When we go over this insight, pay attention to your fist and you'll see what the Gra means. When one closes his finger, I am literally, as I'm saying this Torah over, I'm following the instructions of Rabbi Rosner. When one closes his fingers and forms a fist, do it and look at your hand. All 10 fingers appear to be the same length. Make a fist. You can't tell that your fingers are of different length. It's really interesting. If you look at your fist, you'll see. However, when you open your fist and you extend your fingers, like I'm doing as I'm speaking, it becomes clear that each finger of a hand is actually a different length, right? Your pinky is not the same as your ring finger, is not the same length as your middle finger, is not the same length as your pointer, is not the same length as your thumb. When your hand's in a fist, every finger looks to be the same length. When you open your hand, right away you see that all fingers are of different length. This is symbolic, the Vilna Gaon teaches, of the way in which we should approach the mitzvah of tzedakah and the way in which we should distribute tzedakah to the poor. Not every poor individual deserves to receive the same amount of our charity. We should not close our fist, meaning don't measure every pauper to the same degree. In Rabbi Rosner's words, we should not close our fist and consider each poverty-stricken individual as equal. Rather, we should evaluate the needs of each individual uniquely and contribute to their welfare and well-being appropriately. That's why the prohibition, the lo ta'aseh, lo tikpots asyadcha, appears first. You should not close your hand, symbolizing a person who wants to contribute equally to all poor individuals. I have one measure by which I measure every pauper. I give every person who comes to me $10, or I give every person who comes to me $100, or I give every person who comes to me the same potato kugel. Maybe not every single person needs the same $10. Not everyone needs the $100. Not everyone needs the same potato kugel that you give out. There can't be one standard, one length, one measure that we give tzedakah. Don't close your fist, meaning do not measure each needy person across the spectrum as having the exact same needs. Rather, comes along pasuchas, kifasoch tivtachas yadchalo, open your hand. And like the distinct length of each finger, we must learn to differentiate between the different needs of the deprived individuals who stand before us. And therefore, our contribution to them must be proportionate to their needs. Some have more monetary needs and less emotional needs, while some have more emotional needs and less monetary needs. When it comes to doing for others, from tzedakah to chesed, we cannot measure the needs of every single person in the exact same way. Just like we don't measure our fingers in the same way, lo tikpots asyadcha, so too we cannot measure individuals who stand before us in the same way, kifasoach tivchach. What a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant pshat of the Vilna Gaon. The end of the pasuk, concludes Rabbi Rosner, clearly articulates the requirement. A person should provide the poor individual with, quote, what is sufficient for his needs, like the pasuk says, "La'avet avitenu dei machsaro asher yachsar lo." Provide for him for his own needs, for that which he lacks, asher yachsar lo. You have to look at his life, his needs, his instance, and say, what do you lack as an individual, and give to him accordingly. The Torah's language enables us to visualize the proper way to give charity. By looking at your fingers, you'll learn how to do for others. Tzedakah should be customized, concludes Rabbi Rosner, to the needs of each individual. Just as the fingers of an open hand are all unequal and of distinct lengths. Again, I first heard this Dvar Torah to me by Rabbi Yaakov Tramp as a verbal Dvar Torah, if you will, and then I saw it brought down in Shalom Rav by Rabbi Rosner. I just want to add one insight to this that could change the way we say our davening. We recite Ashrei 3 times a day, in Shacharis 2 times, and in Mincha 1 time. And when you come to the Pasuk and the recitation of Poseach as Yadach u'mespir l'chol chayretzon, it really gives new insight into the way the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of us. Hashem is the Poseach as Yadach. He opens his hand, u'mespir, and he satiates l'chol chayretzon. The fact that God opens his hand, kaviyachol, teaches us exactly this lesson. He doesn't deal with each of us in the exact same way. He measures us as individuals. He looks at our knees as individuals. He is then posech, asyadecha, he opens his hand. The fingers, kaviyach, are all different length. We are all measured according to our individual needs. And that is how the Ribbono Shel Olam sustains us and takes care of us and provides for us. And that is the way we must sustain and provide and take care of others in our lives. I thank you for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov to all.